Right, RDU 98.5, you're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. I'm delighted to have my next guest with me. He's a big part of the Big Fresh Collective, who had, quite frankly, a massive New Zealand Music Month. I'm delighted to have Liam Swiggs on the line with me. Good morning, Liam.
Hey, mate, how you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm bloody good.
How's Auckland today?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice and crispy. I tell you what, it doesn't get as bloody cold as it does down there.
Yeah, have you kind of gotten used to that humidity yet?
No, and I just like appear to be sweating every time I leave the house. So it's a bit of a conundrum, but the house gets cold. You know, like I thought it wouldn't get cold, Christchurch cold, but it does.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah.
It's got everything going on.
Yeah, but it pretty much does, you know. It's got its own NRL team, so, you know, we're popping off.
What are your thoughts on Christchurch talking about getting its own NRL team?
I don't know about that one, eh? I'd be pretty split down the middle.
Really? Interesting.
They'd have to pay me off to sort of buy me over from the Warriors. I think like a player, but... It would be cool. I mean, definitely with the new stadium, it would be a total buzz.
Is that the case, though? Because I don't know rugby league that well, but it's like, are we all committed to the Warriors now? Is that, like, the case?
Well, I don't know, because, like, they've been around for 30 years nearly, and it doesn't seem like anyone else is bloody committed for the rest of the time. But when they do well, people tend to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
So. And the problem is like, if a new team come in and it didn't do well for, you know, fucking 30 years, like the Warriors, then I don't know how well the venture would sort of work out.
And also, like, I hate that. Like, you got to support teams at their lowest as well as their highest.
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, that's all part of the charm, isn't it? It's kind of like an English football thing, you know? Like, doesn't matter if they're losing, you're sort of there. Win all those.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. the Big Fresh Collective, you guys, I mean, have put out heaps recently. It's been a busy year for you.
Yeah, we've been popping off.
Where do we start?
Yeah, it's a quite a multi-layered one. Well, we put out Donk Dobbo's Donk World Cup 2024, huh? On the first day of New Zealand Music Month, which is just always like a beautiful sort of one to release, you know what I mean? People either love it or they hate it, but yeah,
I love it. Unashamedly love it.
It's genius, eh? Yeah, and I mean, I think when it pisses people off, it just makes us a bit more happier about the whole project, so... definitely doing well, but yeah, then we had Foot Mahi 2024, which came out a few weeks ago, which was sort of like our 10th anniversary special, and yeah, that was a really cool one, eh? Had some really awesome people on board, some people that had been on it before, and then some people that hadn't been on it, but yeah, it's just across the board, it was like, you know, it was a bloody ripper of a release.
Yeah, now, on that, 10th anniversary, like, that's a milestone.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I told you I'm turning 30 in a couple of days, so I'm starting to feel pretty old at this point. Definitely in the bones.
You guys must have been stoked with that, though.
Yeah, it was really cool, eh? I mean, it sort of crept up on us without sort of realising. Mm. But yeah, 10 years is pretty crazy. I mean, we've been releasing music for about, I think, 7. We're just a gang of riff-raff rascals there for a while and calling ourselves Big Fresh over on bloody old Pulsar FM, actually. That's where we cut our teeth. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. And we had some really cool, we had like an anniversary show in Christchurch and Wellington and sort of got all the gang together and, you know, had a bloody good old time.
Yeah, now they looked like they popped off, those shows.
Yeah, they were awesome, mate. And like, we just did the same. They call it 360 these days. It did a bit of a boiler room set up in both cities, and yeah, it's always fun when you got the punters about a centimetre away from your face waving USB. But see, the thing is, like, most of the young kids that were coming in Christchurch, like half of them didn't even know who we were. You know, it's sort of grown to the point where it's beyond just us. It's like a the movement.
That's friggin' cool. That's very, very cool. And I feel like that compilation gets bigger every time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think it was like 22 tracks this year. It's a bloody lot of admin, but, you know, like, honestly, to the point where, like, I don't really turn much away. The most classic example is on the first ever Footmahi, someone sort of sent me a remix of them rapping over the Warehouse song, and it wasn't very Footmahi at all. And we did turn that one away, but yeah, this year it didn't turn much away, and we didn't turn anything away really. And yeah, it was quite big, but it was quite consistent throughout.
And what was after that?
Skatepark.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
So we got New Zealand On Air funding about, God, it would have been like over a year ago, to make a single that me and my mate Young Ghost had been working on for a while called Skatepark. And so we got funding to make a music video for it and everything, which was, it was an absolute process, to be honest. I mean, it took us about a year, but yeah, really, really stoked of how that came out. And I mean, I can't believe we've got a New Zealand On Air music video, you know. I mean, I used to remember fucking sitting there watching them on TV3 or something, you know. So we've made it.
Yeah, wow, that is weird. And do you have the little like watermark on your video?
Yeah, we do, actually. We do. I mean, I was gutted they're probably not going to play it on TV3 themselves because it's a bit past that these days. But, yeah, we got the little watermark, and that made everything feel quite official. And I might get in a little bit of trouble because I used one of the old graffiti sort of watermarks they used to use in the hip-hop videos because I thought it looked cool. But
Yeah, I remember the ones. That is so freaking cool. And, like, great song, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a crazy one. I actually made that beat back in 2018 when I was...
oh, my God.
I just started at Mainz. Yeah, it was definitely like a bit of a throwaway thing. And I posted a status on... I don't know if you remember when we had Facebook groups, but back in the bloody day, I posted a status and I was like, you know, anyone wants to rap over some of my beats, probably the first and last time I posted something like that. But Young Ghost jumped on and he took this beat and he made a track over it and then he gave it back to me and I didn't listen to it for about fucking 6 months because I'm a shocker. And I listened to it one day in the car park and I think we're in like South Brighton, just loitering in the car park as I used to quite a bit, you know, for a day drinking on a Tuesday. But we ended up listening to it and I was like, holy shit, who is this dude? And ever since then we've been really good friends, and you know, we've done lots of shows in Wellington thanks to him. And yeah, it just sort of started this whole next chapter of the Big Fresh Collective. But yeah, so fuck, 2018, it took us what, like 6 years to get it out in the public.
Wow, you're just machines, aren't you?
Yeah, we definitely are.
Yeah, because I've been lucky enough to talk to Young Ghost a couple of times, and he is just the friggin' coolest guy. Like, he's such a good yarn.
Yeah, he is. And it's funny when, like, you know, back then, I'm always convinced that I know everyone in New Zealand that I need to. Like, it was really cool to meet someone like him, and it was like, shit, and he's just got his whole own thing going on up there. And yeah, the whole two worlds kind of met, and it's been really cool for us.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. What's he like working with in a musical sense? Was that interesting to watch?
Yeah, I mean, like, we sent that back. I mean, to be honest, the original beat that I made, I thought it was a little bit shit, to be honest. But he just put it like, he's so good at like doing what he does with his vocals. So he sent it back and it was just like, you know, it breathes a whole second sort of wind of life into it.
Yeah, right. And that video, like, where do you start with the video?
I'm trying to think.
Like, did you know what you kind of wanted to do with it?
Oh, God, that's actually like a whole nother story for another time. But no, we didn't really know what we wanted to do, and it was a bloody nightmare, to be honest. And it was tough, you know, like, we had the likes of Jesse Crossan sort of pass away in the middle of it. So it was a real tough process. And then one of our cameramen, like, had a fucking broken hand or something on the weekend of filming.
Oh, and, Jesus.
Yeah, definitely, like, anything that could have gone mildly wrong went extremely wrong. And, like, it was a really good lesson in life to learn that, you know, being Big Fresh, we've just done everything ourselves for years, and all of a sudden we got some money to do a project, and it was like, maybe should have gave some money to someone that would direct us around and tell us what to do. Would have been a good idea. But,
right.
We got there in the end, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not about the journey. It's about the destination, you know?
Exactly.
This is huge. Like, what's next now?
Honestly, I don't... We've got a couple of local people, like, because we're still celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Of course,
we're really keen to do some just sort of like solo EPs. We've got our homie Andre D. Jox is what I used to call him because I don't know French, but Dijou. And he's another Papa Nui High School man that's going to be, I reckon, one of like Christchurch and New Zealand's next sort of biggest producers. He's amazing.
Oh, insanely skilled.
Yeah, for sure. And we're gonna release an EP through him. But to be honest, I've been enjoying the little break where I don't have a thousand things on my plate for a change.
You know? Oh yeah, right. Just writing about sport.
Yeah. I'm still no rest of the wicked, but it's been really nice to do a little bit of sort of sporty stuff as opposed to music 24/7, which I've done for the last decade.
Yeah, wow, it's a good shift. Do you only write about rugby league?
If I'm lucky, but I, to be honest, I've sort of like gone over to the dark side a little bit, and I've done a bit of rugby union work, but I'm trying to broaden my horizons, but yeah, I'm definitely on the rugby league beat when I can be.
Right, hey, if it's not broken, why fix it, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, you do what you love, I say. Liam, it's been great to yarn with you this morning. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
How funny was it that Freak by the DJ Bax one was Radio 1's number one pick this week?
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. He's another person that we're really... I'm hounding him on Instagram every time I've had a few too many beers. Please release like a full EP on the Big Fresh Collective. He's amazing. And like, you know, the Warriors actually walk out to that original Freak song by Savage. So
do they? Oh my God.
Yeah, they do, which was like, it was a bit to my dismay at first, but it sort of washed over me. Now they're winning all the time. But I'd really like to try and sort of pipeline that remix into their repertoire so they can play that instead when they run out.
Surely you would have the connections to do that now.
Oh mate, I'm working on it. I know I'm pretty loud and talkative, but you know, when I sort of rock up at Mount Smart, I'm a little bit starstruck still to this day. So you know, we'll get there.
Yeah, do you have like a favourite player? Is that something
I have to legally be impartial, mate. So I can't
tell you
that one. But if I did, it probably would be Sean Johnson. But we all know that.
I mean, you're probably not going to like relate to this as much, but he is a very, very attractive man. Insanely. And consistently for years. Like, he's always been hot. It's bullshit.
Oh, I reckon he's sort of like a fine wine. He's getting better with age even, you know.
Oh,
I mean?
God.
And, he's just the most lovely person to talk to. Like, it's funny, like, when you actually sort of meet people in the flesh, he's exactly what you'd expect them to be like. And, you know, the sort of media scrum can be a little bit tense at times, and he just sort of puts everyone at ease and has a really good laugh. And, you know, he kind of runs the show. So, yeah, real amazing dude.
Oh, my God. That is lovely to hear, actually. You know, because you always just think... you're going to hear that they're mess piece shit. Like, that's great. Well, Liam, I could chat to you all day, but I can't. It's been lovely to talk to you this morning. Congratulations on everything you guys have been doing. It's freaking cool to watch. Have a great day.
Awesome, wicked. Thank you so much, dude, and I'll catch you up.
I'm sure you will.